the idea was getting some ideas for how to better estimate how long a task is going to take in the context of a project with a client. And so that's why I didn't think of you immediately, Rowan. But since you are working on estimating times and figuring out things for your employees and stuff, I thought that maybe it would give you some ideas of different ways to think about how to look at it a little bit. But, you know, basically it comes down to breaking things down into the different, you know, specific jobs and that kind of thing and estimating. But for the client ones, the part that I thought was really interesting about that was just being more bold, which can be uncomfortable for us, and holding and expressing those boundaries. If you don't get me this information back by this date, which is what we originally agreed to in our agreement, then there may be consequences, i.e. I may have to shift your project around because I'm working with other people and, you know, whatever it is.
Some
interesting room for growth possibly in that area, and just a reminder of how important those boundaries are. You know, sometimes it's you and sometimes it's not you, and, you know, own up to the stuff that is and get your clients to own up to the stuff that's theirs.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. No, it was, you know, good to know that I'm not there isn't any special formula, that I'm not missing something, but at the same time it was, okay, well, these extra ideas are super helpful too, to kind of, like you said, set the boundaries. I heard that too from another kind of a business consultant for interior designers, where in your design contract, he recommends you put, like, this contract is good for 6 months or 1 year. After that, then we start again if you haven't, you know, made the decisions or kept your end of the design agreement as well for execution.
Yeah. I would think you'd want to break it down into smaller pieces too, not just at 6 months, but you know, as the flow goes, you know, I come, I give a consultation, and then we have decisions to make. And if you don't make your decision in a month and a half, then
right.
There's also the related to getting information from the clients back in a timely fashion. If they don't get it back, I find that it really hampers the flow of the project, and it ends up taking me a lot longer, because then when I do get their information, then I do get back to it, then I'm like, oh gosh, where was I? What was I doing? And there's this, I forget what it's called, but there's actually a phrase for it's like stop loss or something like that, and it's about that it takes so much more time, it's so much less efficient to have that gap in time with a process, because there's all that catching up time related. So something, giving that information as well, I think, is important.
Yeah, I would agree with that, from having those experiences where you're like, I forgot where we were, and yeah, you spend so much time trying to, you know, figure out where you are in the process that, like you said, it's not efficient, and you're spending more time in the process. So
yeah.
Well, interestingly, that could be, and this is the part to remember, is that this stuff can be in your initial agreement. Mm-hmm. If there's this kind of delay, and you can even explain it out so that they understand that it's not just some arbitrary penalty because they're not, you know, moving along as fast as you want them to, but you can articulate that and say, when I take this much of a lapse on your project because I'm working on other people's projects too, it takes, you know, and kind of, you know, then you might kind of make something up as far as like, it takes me an extra hour just to get back into your project. And that's why I, you know, that's why I'm, you know, going to be assigning these consequential penalties kind of things. Not the right wording, but letting them in on the process a little bit to understand why you have your flow set up the way it is and why you're asking them to adhere to that. And sticking with that shows a lot of confidence on your part, because it shows that you know what your process is, you know what you're doing and working with clients, and you know how it screws things up when you have too much time in between. So bringing that to the table, I think, actually heightens your professionalism in your field, rather than you know, having a negative effect.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I've been having more success in, you know, shortening that execution schedule with clients that we've been setting up a regular weekly meeting, either a phone status check-in or face-to-face, same time every single week, so we all know when we have our deadlines, whether it be their decisions or things I need to present. And then if we don't need it, we just cancel it. Like, okay, we actually don't need this week's meeting because we're still waiting for ABC and we'll meet the following week. So I'd rather, I'm finding it's more helpful for me to have that set up rather than try to squeeze it in last minute. So
I love that idea, Lisa. That is awesome because it's, sort of along that same process of out of sight, out of mind. But when you, like, some people really do need that touch and that additional energy to keep moving forward. Mm-hmm. And, you get all excited. It's like, a lot of the work that I've done with clients is, they're really excited when we're there. And it's like, oh, my gosh, I can do this and blah, 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 blah. And then I leave and they're left to their own devices. And it's like, whoa, that's actually a big decision, and it's easier to evade that than to dive right into it. And so to be coming back, that's a little bit of a coaching service that you're offering, really.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that's why this has been a good session that you're providing with us, Sean, too, is because we have that weekly, for a longer stretch of time so that we can get those routines or the, questions gathered and feel less, know when you can ask them, or not that we can't ask them anytime, you've said. Yeah, but
sometimes it's just kind of easier to throw it out there and you can have discussion and that type of thing.
Right.
Yeah. Great idea on that. I love that idea. Okay. So I know that we are going to be missing Shakti Lisa today. She's at the Hot Springs with her daughter, and we'll be missing Denise today. She is taking family time, and I'm not sure about Tamara. I'm guessing that I didn't hear specifically from her, but if she told me a while ago that she was going to be in Mexico or Africa or somewhere, apparently these things go in one ear and out the other sometimes.
And apparently, I start traveling more. I'm getting behind. You guys are all around the world.
Yep. Rowan, why don't you unmute just for a sec and say how things are going, and then we'll get started.
Well, good morning, everyone. It's wonderful to see you. I'm actually sitting in my new bedroom office space, so I'm delighted about my new landscape in my home. That's a really big shift for me in my life. And looking forward to seeing how I can continue to create these different mind space containers in my life so that I can have more creativity flowing in and less mundane busy.
I wanted to ask how that's going, having your two different spaces, because I thought that was kind of a very cool concept and quite a luxury, so I didn't know how it was helping you with shifting gears when you are in this different
space. It's huge. Yeah, it's absolutely huge to have a space that's just dedicated to creative. I feel like it's such a luxury, and it's going really well so far, and so I'm sticking to very clear boundaries around it and making sure I don't pile a bunch of work stuff on my creative desk. Especially because it's the room that I sleep in. We sleep in this room, and I don't want to necessarily be sleeping right next to a pile of pages that remind me of all the stuff that I haven't done yet,
Yay. Well, thanks for sharing your journey with that, too. Yeah, really inspiring, and I'm just loving hearing your enthusiasm and hearing that shift for you is just fantastic.
I couldn't have done it without this work that we're doing here. I feel like this work that we're doing here is so foundational for me to understand the importance of mind state and organizing physical space. And so, yeah, just a lot of respect and a lot of gratitude to you, Sean, and to this group of ladies to help me sort of begin to clear out the clutter in my mind so that I can see more clearly what's important. So.
Cool. Well, thank you. Woo! Makes me all happy. Yay. Awesome. Okay. Tamara, hi. You're here. Yay. We're still in a little bit of casual mode right now, and just kind of doing a little bit of a check-in. And how are you? How have you been these last 2 weeks?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Oh, good. I'm good. It's a little chaotic here at the household. but nice to see everyone. I'm probably going to be here just a limited amount of time to check in.
Okay.
But, yeah, the holidays have been full, busy.
Yeah.
And just making sure things like this happen, even if I can't be here for the whole time, but trying to stay on track and stay focused.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sweet. Well, it's great to see you. It's great to see you all, really. Yay. Okay. Well, let us begin. I think I'm going to leave that first part in just because that was, yeah, that was some good stuff, even though it wasn't, in our flow. But hey, whatever. We can jump around. That's okay. So let us start with arriving. And taking some deep breaths, getting comfortable in your seat. So let's take three deep breaths with an audible sigh to just let everything go. Feeling your shoulders soften. Feeling your body being supported by your chair, which is on the ground, which is on the earth. You have nothing to do but relax and let go of anything that is not serving you now. Jaw is soft. Forehead is soft. And back to the shoulders are soft. Your spine is supporting your weight, but with balance. You've got minimal effort to hold yourself up. Minimal effort for your head to stay balanced on top of your spine. With each inhale, feeling your ribs expand in all directions. Feeling the air go deep into your belly, expanding your diaphragm. It's amazing how much air you can breathe in and nourish your body with. Bringing your attention to your heart and recalling something or someone for which you are grateful. And see if that doesn't allow for a little warmth, a little buzz around your heart, maybe even a little smile on your mouth. And letting that warmth extend throughout your whole body, down your legs to your feet, down your arms to your hands, and all around your head. And as we're on the brink of beginning new adventures in the new year and continuing our previous adventures, allowing for the possibility of newness, so that everything is a new adventure, that you can bring your presence, your skills, and your your expertise too, your wisdom. And let your attention drop down to your solar plexus, that space above your belly button, just below your rib cage. And imagine it as the sun. Imagine the sun there, that bold, unapologetic, warm sun. Feel that warmth. And know that this is an energy that you can draw on whenever you have questions, whenever you're wondering how to proceed, whenever you're feeling any insecurity about proceeding in a new direction. And the question I would like to leave you with that you can call on whenever in a moment of indecision is to call on your solar plexus and ask, which route, which choice will help me feel more empowered? The power of the sun never ceases. And there's always one route, one choice that will help you feel more empowered and allow you to bring more of yourself and your wisdom to the situation at hand. Now I invite you to come back to your walk tall goals. If you've been doing some envisioning for the year, you could use that as well. I had invited you to come up with three words that captured what you were moving towards, what it feels like. Bring that forth. And then we can add to that being happy, healthy, and whole. So from here, let's move into framing the week. So understanding what you've got going on this week, be it family, be it a little bit of work, maybe it's your planning for this upcoming year. What is your intention and or goal for the week that you would like to commit to? And when the right one arises, it feels right, like, yes, that's it, go ahead and write it down. And then taking note of your influences for the week, which, for those with kids, I have a feeling will have a lot to do with kids being home. And again, there's probably very much around the holidays and family and friends. So just take note so that you can begin your week with intention. Are there any challenges that you've been experiencing in the last week that you can let go of? So as to enjoy the love of this week even more. And let's take just a couple of minutes to do a little mind dump. I'm going to guess that there might be a few things rattling around upstairs. So either in a fresh piece of paper or directly in your to-do manager, let's do a speed dump of 3 minutes and just all the different things on your mind. They might not all be to-dos. They might be just things you've thought of doing, things you've been wanting to do. Just get them out of your head. So, Lisa, we're doing a 3-minute speed brain dump. Just whatever you've got going on upstairs, just get it out. They can be goals, they can be to-dos, they can be projects, they can be anything. They might be things that you want to resolve. Might be people you want to connect with. Still have 1 more minute here. And then we move on to our initial calendar scan. So pulling up your calendar. And taking the first pass. Are all of your appointments and timed commitments represented? Could be people that you're waiting for to show up, places that you need to be. Just is everything represented? And of course, this I'm sure goes without saying, but we're talking personal and work-wise. Doesn't matter what it's for. And then scanning these appointments again, is there any preparation that is still needing to happen that isn't already accounted for in your to-do manager, or that you don't have an appointment down to finish your prep for it? And I'm going to encourage that you look at both this week and next week. Since this week is probably still kind of a bizarre week, you don't want to get caught with your pants down next week. That would be awkward. So take a look at both this week and next week. What all do you still need to prep for? And again, this may be personal, it may be professional, it may be a dish that you need to cook for a potluck that you're going to. Do you know what the recipe is that you're going, you know, do you know what you're going to take? So kind of thinking through, do I have a recipe, do I need to go to the store, like that kind of thing. Can be anything. So what is still needing preparation that isn't already accounted for? And we'll this week and next week, and we'll take a minute here. And then similar but a little bit different. Do you have any upcoming deadlines or due dates? For example, events that you're putting on or events that you're going to coming up in the next couple of weeks? And if so, are they in your to-do manager's projects? And so this is when you would also be checking out reviewing your planning calendar. And I'm going to talk a little bit more about that. I think I've alluded to it before, but I'll talk a little bit more about that when we talk about goals in a little bit. But this is when you would look at the planning calendar, because that might have due dates for stuff that you are moving forward. They don't involve external deadlines. They're internally motivated deadlines, which are the tougher ones to keep solid with. And so now is the time that you would be reviewing that. And so that's what I want to make sure that you would be checking out at this point. So what goals, deadlines, due dates you have coming up, and just making sure that they're in your to-do manager as projects. And either now or when we look at the to-do manager, is the single next action identified? What is the one next step to move that forward? So we'll take another 30 seconds here to consider that. And do you need to add any buffer time for any of your appointments this week? Transition time, travel time, extra time to get out of the door. You can imagine trying to get four kids out the door probably adds about half an hour onto every bit of travel time. It's probably exponential. Yeah. Or processing. You know, if you're going to be doing some goal setting work or some, you know, letting go of 2014 kind of work this week, then you might want to make sure that you're allowing some time after whatever you have scheduled to allow for processing. Or if the process takes longer than you're expecting, that you're not expected to transition quickly into another mindset immediately. So do you need any buffer time for any of your appointments? And then reviewing the week for any self-support time containers to include. Personal time, creative time, exercise, any of those types of additional self-support that will help you be happy, healthy, and whole, which helps you, and it is also an added bonus to everybody around you. So this is when you would also review for some of those regular sessions, like biz nourishing sessions. If they're not actually going to happen this week, you know, kicking it off to next week and just doing a quick think through, is there anything that will fall through the cracks if I don't do that this week? And if so, maybe you can just pull out that one task. So what won't happen? Is that okay? And then you can reschedule if necessary. This is also when, if it was a regular week, you would review your appointments, your standing appointments with your partner, with your employees. Are they scheduled? And you might even just kind of do a quick think through of, is there anything that I know I've been wanting to talk with them about that I still need to, write down? Is there anything that I've been thinking about that I want to discuss with them that I don't have in the wherever it is that you put your notes for those appointments? And I would also recommend giving yourself a re-entry time container. So if, say, next Monday is the first day that the kids are back in school and, you know, you're getting back into your flow, then give yourself some extra time to, you know, whatever it is, catch up with email, get your email down, reassess where you are. So if you need a little bit of extra time to re-enter into your regular flow, give yourself a time container to do that so you don't accidentally start packing in other stuff and leaving you to start the week frantic. So we'll take a minute and another minute here to add in those various self-support time containers. And our final step in the calendar scan is adding up the amount of white space for work stuff or for project type of stuff for the week. So being really, really realistic with this, knowing what else is going on this week, how much time each day, and you might even want to lock that in as, say, a work session so that you can communicate. So the important thing there is that you can communicate it with the other people in your life. Let's have the kids go here. I need this much time not to be disturbed. And obviously, there'll be small chunks. But you have every right and every place to have some solo time to keep moving forward, whatever it is that you are wanting to move forward. And, yeah. So, Rowan, we are assessing how much project time each day is actually available for project work for this week. Okay, and if you're up to speed with our calendar scan, thumbs up if you're ready to move on. Tamara, okay. And Karen, was that a thumb up? Yeah, okay. It's like down at the bottom of the screen. Got it. Cool. All right, so moving on to the your pool of possibilities for fun stuff to keep moving forward for the week. So first of all, let's make sure that we're starting with a clean slate. So in your to-do manager, if you've got items tagged for this week that was actually last week or the week before, take a look at that and make sure that it still belongs there. We don't want to start with a stale list. So either wholesale clear it out and start fresh, or at least just review it and make sure that anything that is in there does in fact belong there. And then take a scan down your project list in your manager and just do a quick assessment of priority. Just kind of, okay, what is going on here? What's high priority? And can you physically move that up your list just to kind of visually give it that importance so you know what you're working with? These weeks that you have less work time, absolutely critical to do some really wicked prioritizing, some really honest and cutthroat prioritizing. And taking a look also at the items in your single actions, so the ones that aren't a part of a project. So just taking a look in there and seeing what's in there. Is there anything that's getting timely? Is there anything that's going to come up and bite you in the nose if you don't take care of it? And then the final place, just to kind of get a glimpse of what all is going on. If you're tracking recurring tasks, so if it's in your to-do manager, take a look and see what's coming up for this week or that didn't get done last week. Or if you track that on a calendar, make sure that you take a quick scan at that just so that you know what is on the horizon. If it's not going to get done this week, can you kick it off to next week? Are there going to be ramifications of that? And then with that understanding, so that's just a kind of like super fast scan of all the stuff out there. Now we're going to take 5-6 minutes to go through and tag items for this week, give them the initial priority scan, give them a mind state, estimate amount of time, context tags, and all of that good stuff. So maybe take a look through your, if you haven't been in here much lately, take a look at your tags. So you've got your time estimates, your mind states, context, and priority. The other place to look for some of those kind of random things to do is in, so if you have checklists going for recurring activities, so that, so Ron, I'm thinking of you on this one. I'm guessing, hoping that you've been developing some checklist types of things for your business that are relevant with the people that are helping you out. So scanning that stuff to have a sense of what might need to be called attention to for the week. Then once you have your pool of possibilities for this week, so these are going to be the things that are tagged this week, you've got your initial priority tags on them, then going through and viewing them from the different filters. So for example, high priority focus, and be very discerning with this one. Be really clear that the high priority ones are in fact doable this week. Schedule them if that would be helpful. But look at your mix of stuff in these different views to make sure that it's going to be realistic for this week. And also adding up the amount, the estimated amount of time for the items that you've scheduled, and making sure that that is compatible with your time available. So we'll take another 5 minutes here. Remembering that the goal here isn't to get as much done as possible. It's to be the person that you are here to be, who is doing awesome stuff. So making sure that your schedule and your to-do manager are supporting you in your goal and in being happy, healthy, and whole. good or need more time? Okay, Lisa, is that your thumb up? I see Roland. Okay, cool. Okay, so let's just finish up with a really abbreviated version of the daily preview. So for what you just looked at for the week, which are the items for today? And then looking at the schedule about when are those going to happen, given everything you know about the day. When is exercise happening? And is there anything else to think through for today, for the rest of the day to flow smoothly with grace and ease? Just take another minute here to just look through today, just see how today is going to play out. Just kind of do a walkthrough. And then let's wrap that up by taking a nice deep breath and thanking yourself for doing this work so that you can have a beautifully smooth and wonderful and productive week. So give yourself that thank you very much for doing this. And then we will take a 5-minute break and we'll be back for our coaching call.